Good morning and welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be focusing on the 33rd chapter, Perek Lamed Gimel of Sefer Yeshayahu. And this is a chapter which is hopeful. Yeshayahu now is going to be turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praying for Israel and talking about how the Geula is going to be coming. So in this section, let's just focus on a few things very briefly. The first section, actually, he talks about, in one pasuk, he describes the king of Assyria in the following terms. He says, "Hoy shadeid v'atala shadud, bogei v'lo bogdu boch." Boy, he says, "Woe to the person who is a person who plunders others and never gets plundered, who rebels against others and never gets rebelled against." But this refers, of course, to the powers of Assyria at the time. But he says, you know what? When you stop losing your acceleration, that's when the other nations will take over you. That don't worry, there's going to come a time where you slow down and everybody else is going to take over you. And that's exactly what happens. These are very fast rising powers in the Middle East, but they're very fast falling powers. Assyria rises and for four generations has the most powerful empire, and then Babylon takes over. And Babylon for 1.5 generations, then it falls to Persia. Persia, a number of kings, and then Greece. The point is that the powers never last. The powers never really have longevity. This seems to be the pattern of what goes on in the Middle East. Then and now. Then Yeshayahu turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he gives an intimate prayer. Hashem choneinu, ki lecha kivinu, Hashem, please, give us grace. We hope in you. Heyei zera'om lebakorim. Please be our strength in the morning. Af Yeshua senu ba'es Torah, and our Yeshua, and our salvation at the time of pain, at the time of difficulty. The Malbim points out, of course, using the imagery that he has before, of night and day. Day, of course, is Geula. Night, of course, is Galus. So he's saying that, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're our strength in Lebakarim, in the mornings, in the times of Geula. But however, Af Yeshua senu ba'es Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're our salvation. Don't wait for morning. Please let us out based on at the time that it's difficult. And then Yeshayahu says, he talks about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to burn up our enemies. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be our protection and bring us in. Why? Because Milei Tzion Mishpatut Tzedakah, at the time when Tzion, when Zion is filled with Mishpat, with justice and righteousness. At that time, Yeshayahu pronounces the following very famous pasuk, Vayah, it will be, Emunasitecha. This is a description of Emunazitecha Chosin Shuas Chachmas Vadas. So this is a six-part description Yeshayahu gives. Let's translate it one by one. The Emunas is faithfulness, Itecha of your times, Chosin, which is it refers to almost a protection. Yeshuas is referring to salvation. Chachmas Vadas is referring to knowledge and deeper knowledge. So what over here seems to be talking about, what is this referring to? The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that if you notice, look carefully, you count, there's six descriptions over here. Six is an important number in Judaism because it is in fact the foundation of what we call Shas, Shisha Sedarim, the six orders. That means to say that all of Mishnah, and hence Gemara, is divided into six sections of Mishnayos, which are Zeroim, Moed, Noshim, Nezikim, Kodshim and Taros, and the Gemara links each one to each one of these words. As an example, Emunas, faithfulness, is found in agriculture and Zeraim. When a person is involved in agriculture, they know on an intimate level how much they depend on HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a moment-to-moment basis. And this is all we learn from this pasuk. Yeresh Lakish points out at the end of the Gemara in Shabbos, over there, that ultimately, Yiras Hashem Yoitzarai, that the fear of Hashem is the Oitzar, is the container in which all these six ideas live. That means to say that if a person is involved in the learning of Torah, and the learning of Torah is not does not have the prerequisite of Yiras Hashem, of experience, not just intellectual Judaism, but experiential Judaism of fearing God, then ultimately it is all for naught, because it's not really getting anywhere. It's just another chap, another idea, which makes us feel excited for the moment we hear it, rather than something which is impacting our course of life. Yeshayahu then goes on to talk about the next section, which runs from Pasuk Zion to Yod Aleph. He says, "Hen erelam tzaku chutzah malachei shalom mariv koyun." He talks about how the angels of the nation will call out and scream out in pain, and the malachei shalom, these angels of peace, are weeping bitterly. This is about Israel's state in Golos. And it describes poetically how the roads of the nation are empty. The right shavas over orach. There's no one on the roads. The cities are emptied. The land itself is mourning. The Sharon is ka'arava. The fertile areas of Israel are like a desert. But that's the point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Atakum, I'm now going to get up. I'm now going to come back and destroy the nations like this fire consuming the thicket, consuming the thorn bushes. This seems to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bringing about redemption. However, at this point in time, the last section, which runs from Yud Gimel to Chav Dalet, really now it has the flip side of this. That as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destroying the people around, destroying the evildoers in the world, he says, Shimur rechoikim asher asisi udu'u kravim gvurasi. Know those who are far away and those who are close what I am doing. Hear what I am doing. Because pachadu betzion chata'im. Those sinners, don't think it's just the nations of the world. Those sinners in Zion will be very, very fearful. Those flatterers, those two-faced people in Jerusalem, be very, very cautious. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mi yogu lonu moikdei olam. Who is going to be able to survive the fire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing to the world? If you're not on the same level, if you're acting the same way as the nations around you, do you deserve to be different? And he answers, who will be the people who will survive? Simple. Haleich tzedakos v'davei mirsharim. So he has a very beautiful description of a person who walks in righteousness. Dovev Meshorim, who speaks in justice or in honesty. Mo'es Bebetza Me'ashakos, who despises dishonesty in business. No'er Kapov Mitmecho Shachad, his hands shake rather than take bribery. Oitem Azomi Shema Domim, who closes their ears from hearing bloods, which the Chofetz Chaim says refers to accepting Lashon Hara. Oitem Enov Me'eros Bara, not closing their eyes from seeing evil. That's the person who's going to survive. And he goes on poetically to describe that this person will live in a fortified area high up. All his needs will be provided for. He will see the king, whether this refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or this refers to the nation, the enemy king, who they will overcome. Such a person will speak in fear when he sees the non-Jews who are brought down into Gehinnom. And he's, as he describes, such a point, he'll say, Aye sofer, aye shokel. Where's the person who counted? Where's the person who weighed? Aye sofer as the migdalim. Where's the person who counted the towers? This refers to those who are leave this world, those who led a powerful life, those who were the accountants and the advisors of the kings of those times. When they leave this world, they'll have nothing left. And then the tzaddikim will say, well, where are the counters? Where are the weighers? Where were the people who were so powerful in this world? They have nothing left afterwards. At such a point, Yeshayahu points out that the nation, the foreign nation, will be destroyed. You'll no longer see them. Rather, Yitzion will be a fortified place, a Naveh She'anan, a serene place. It will never remove its foundations. Yerushalayim will be surrounded by metaphoric rivers, which will still be so powerful and so rapid that the enemy ships, even the greatest of ships, will never be able to approach Yerushalayim, of course, referring to the Assyrian onslaught. Why? And he says, Ki Hashem Shofteinu, Hashem is our judge, Hashem Achokakeinu, Hashem is our lawgiver, Hashem Malkeinu, Hu Yoshienu, Hashem is our king, and he will save us. And even, and going back to the ship parallel, that the not shuchav olayich, that the enemy ships will lose their sails because they won't be able to pull it up to get to Yerushalayim. Why? Because ha'ama yoshev bo nesui avon, the people living in Yerushalayim will be acquitted from their sins. That's why we'll have warrant this protection. The one fascinating thing you think about over here is that when Yeshayahu was talking about how it is that we're going to succeed, how is that we're going to survive the storms which destroy the nations around us and ourselves, he says very simply, very, very simply, and that is a person who abides by these levels of honesty. Why is it that this seems to be the essence? So the Chumash Anach, the Chida on Tanakh, points out that if you look at all these ideas, a lot of times when people make mistakes, and coming back to the first sin of Adam HaRishon, is they look at this world and they say, oh, it looks really nice. It looks, you know, delicious. It looks like something I'd like to be involved in, indulge in. The problem is that if you were to have otherworldly glasses and you were to realize the impact and the pain that would be inflicted based on the choices that we make, we would run away a thousand miles before touching and involving ourselves, indulging in this worldly pleasures. However, we don't see other with an otherworldly perspective. We only see with a this worldly perspective. So the Chida points out that over here, the essence of the list of descriptions of characteristics that Yeshayahu is pointing out is oitem oznoi mishmo adamim, closing your ears, oitem enov miras barai, not looking at evil. What this essentially means is that a person who's stopping to see this worldly perspective is able to be able to extradite themselves from the lusts and the beckoning of this world. And if you think about it, dishonesty is generally a function of that. Where a person thinks, you know, if I just cut a little bit off here, take a little bit there, pocket a little bit here, line my pockets a little bit there, it's because one's perspective is this worldly. If it's this worldly, then one wants to make as much ishtadus and illicit ishtadus necessary to get there. And that's what the Chiddah points out. It is essentially attaining another worldly perspective. The last point on this perek is that the Gemara Makos on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph says a fascinating insight. The Gemara says that although there are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah, David v'hemidom al achadasrei. The David HaMelech established the Torah on 11 mitzvahs. This does not mean that David HaMelech founded Reform Judaism, Chas Shalom. It means to say that David condensed and said that the Torah is based on 11 principles. These 11 principles will be found in Tehillim Tesvav. Take a look at that. It's very fascinating, Mizmor in Tehillim, what those 11 are. However, the Gemara goes on to continue to describe Bo Yeshayahu V'Emiram Al Sheish. Yeshayahu came along and said the entire Torah is actually founded on 6. What 6? This pasuk. Holech tzedakos, daver meshurim, mo'es b'bota b'ashakos, no'er kapov mitmoich b'shoichad, oitem ozma mishma adomi, oitzom me'ene of mirois b'ra. This pasuk, lamed gimel, tezvav, is in fact the basis of the entire Torah. It goes on to say, of course, the Mecha established it on 3, El Chabakuk on 1. Fascinating to see what those are. But what that essentially means is that if you distill all the Torah, it should express itself in this way, which also means that if a person is living a Torah lifestyle and it has not distilled itself into this, if a person is living a lifestyle where they're doing a lot of things, they're crossing a lot of T's and dotting a lot of I's, but it hasn't turned into honesty, it hasn't turned into not wanting to hear bad things, it hasn't turned into running away from bribery, then maybe the Torah hasn't yet, the circuitry itself hasn't fully connected. That's what Yeshayahu is essentially saying. What a lofty goal. Me'etz Hashem, we should all get there and we should all be able to witness the Geula safely. In the meantime, have a wonderful, meaningful day.